This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
With the government still in the spotlight for its handling of sexual assault allegations and schools continuing to discuss when and how to teach students about consent, Salthouse Theatre Company's latest production, Rape and Other Acceptable Practices, is confronting some very hot-button topics at just the right time. Written by actor and producer Dan Widdowson, the show presents audiences with a situation where they've witnessed an assault along with a character in the show and have to wrestle with what their responsibilities are as someone who knows what's occurred and how the victim expects them to fulfil those responsibilities. In this conversation, Dan Widdowson shares his own thoughts on how we can handle conversations around consent better and why he wanted to bring this production to life.
I like writing stuff that stimulates conversation, not necessarily writing answers to hard topics. And so in regards to, yes, to rape, to sexual abuse, to gaslighting and all that kind of stuff, I think it's unfortunately very common, and I've unfortunately had a lot of people in my life who have experienced these types of issues. Mm-hmm. And so in discussions with, you know, my friends and in discussion with professionals in the industry, I just wanted to dig deep, and because I didn't understand for a long time, okay, why don't you just, let's just report it. But then there's so much tape around what you can and can't say, and that seems unfair. And so I just wanted to explore this scenario. What if something like this happened in front of you? What are you then as a spectator, which is a horrible word to use, but it's once you see the show, it's appropriate. You see why. What are you responsible to? Are you responsible? And if you are responsible, what are you responsible for? How do you engage or interact or prevent or report or whatever comes next?
It's going to be one of those things that gets people thinking and probably, like you've said, doesn't really have a clear answer, but you're presenting people with this conversation. What actually plays out on stage? What is the story that we see?
Okay, so disclaimer here, it is very dark. It's a very dark and very graphic show, and it's designed to confront, and it's actually designed to make the audience feel uncomfortable. So it's not the kind of, it's not like, hey, let's go out Saturday night and see a show. It's very confronting. And so I want to be very clear, there's no nudity on stage, but people who attend will witness the sexual abuse scene where a young woman is attacked, and they see that play out, and the scene isn't even rushed. It's just like, and that's a bit of a, hey, this is reality. This goes on. This happens. So we're gonna show you this as appropriately as we can in live theatre. And so that young girl's name is Maddie. And then it's the story of how Maddie chooses to move forward and what she can do and what she can't do and how she interacts with somebody who witnessed the event, and then how the two of them work together and deal with the frustration of this person not preventing it, not getting involved, but then this person explaining why they didn't, and miscommunication, hope, and the chance for them to discuss how they would do things differently. Could they revisit the situation?
It already feels like it's going to have a really difficult but important sort of tone to it. And in the reports and the conversations, I suppose, that we have around the topic of sexual abuse, there's a whole bunch of different gender stereotypes that come into play in your own life within the arts industry, but also just as a guy. Do you feel like you've been aware of the gender stereotypes playing out around you, or are you more aware of them now as you create this kind of production?
I think I've always been. I think I've always been aware. And it's a funny little industry, the creative arts, where you can, in some situations, in some organisations, in some bad places, a person of power can put themselves on or really manipulate someone of, male or female. And whilst I've seen it play out, unfortunately, yes, I've got more female friends who have, been abused and been in situations that, where they've been subject to, whether it's conversation or something physical or whatever it is. there's a lot of men who have as well. Mm. And I don't know why it seems, in my experience, I'm not saying in all situations, but the men who have experienced such situations have seemed less likely to speak about it and less open about it. But look, absolutely, like it totally goes on. Even last week, I was talking to a young actor, male, 22 years of age, just finished acting school, and their very first wardrobe call, they were taken advantage of. And they didn't realise until they were talking about it afterwards. I'm like, oh, dude, that's not normal. Like, that shouldn't happen in a wardrobe call. And they're like, oh, really? I thought that's just one. I was like, no, man, like, you should tell your agent, you should tell someone that played out, you know?
Yeah, and actually be able to set the boundaries. And what I notice about this production is that you've included, as the director, Sylvia Marie Keys. She's got an amazing background in theatre and also as an actor herself. Why was she the person that you wanted to choose to be part of directing something that, of course, you know, relies on the director having a very specific eye and a really specific capability with this subject matter?
Sylvia, I met... Oh, goodness, this is the first time I met Sylvia. I only met her recently, and we did a script read together of a feature film. But then there was discussion afterwards about the film, and her insight was unbelievable. She had such, like, just a natural dramaturg, you know, like she knew ideas and concepts and how to draw certain aspects of something out. And then she did Worm Farming with me. I cast her in... the show Worm Farming that I revisited recently. And just in rehearsal, she just had such a great eye and ear for interesting aspects and how things would play differently if you approach them from this angle instead of this angle. And I told her about the project I was working on, and she offered some ideas and insights and thoughts. And I wanted a female director just because I want to have both male and female influence in the show. And because I wrote it, I thought, well, okay, you know, a male's written it. Maybe it should be directed by a female, so we just have a nice, you know, mix of different perspectives. And, like, already her approach is so different.
Yeah.
I would approach it, which I love. I think it's great. I think it's really important, too.
Yeah, you would see things differently and have different considerations. But even in the title of the show, Rape and Other Acceptable Practices, that word acceptable people would probably wrestle with a little bit, thinking, wait a minute, surely these things aren't acceptable practices. What makes you think they are things that people are just kind of letting slide by?
So, yes, you're right. It is a very controversial title, and I've already had some wonderfully colourful feedback about that. The reason why, if there is a show called Rape and Other Unacceptable Practices, we would all agree, right? Of course we agree. Rape is absolutely unacceptable. What the show doesn't say this, but it touches on this. It touches on the perspective of, oh, if you see this happen and you do nothing, are you in some way saying that's acceptable? So I see something play out in front of me. I don't do anything about it. I don't do anything to help. I don't talk to anyone about it. Am I then saying that's acceptable? And there's a discussion around that will take place. It's not saying that's the case, but it certainly discusses that.
And one of the other topics that you bring up is that of consent and gaslighting, as we've mentioned. As a guy yourself, what is your advice to other guys around you and some of the younger guys coming up about consent and actually having healthy romantic relationships?
Oh, my goodness. It's so amazing. Consent, like, it should be something so obvious, shouldn't it? I mean, really, for anyone in any relationship, consent's just got to be there for everyone. But in some cultures, I guess it just doesn't exist. And I've been surprised by some male friends of mine who will talk about a situation or gloat about a situation, and I just go, dude, like, that's not even okay. Like, almost speechless. Like, how do you even... Like, consent has just got to be number one. You know, if somebody says no, you stop. And I try to teach that, you know, to my own kids. And even with my daughter, right, with things like I'll be tickling her, and she's laughing, laughing, laughing. She goes, stop, 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 stop. My lesson to her is, oh, okay, you've said stop. I'm going to stop now.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to keep tickling you because this is funny, you're laughing. You know, and it just like little things like that, you know, where you're having a food fight with your kids because it's all funny or whatever. And somebody cops a bit of potato in their hair and they say, stop now, stop now.
Mm.
Like, you've just got to learn, okay, that means stop means stop in all situations. And I think the more we can normalise that in other areas, then obviously it will become plain and clear in sexual areas and relationship areas. No, if someone says, hey, stop that, you know, it means stop. And I even had a bloke, this sounds like it's off topic, but I promise it's not. I've started karate recently, right? I'm very bad at it. But I've had guys who are great at it, like show me moves and hit and punch and kick and go, do you feel that? I'm like, yeah, hey, stop it. You know, I get it. And they keep going. And even that's, like, I'm not, this isn't consent. You've hit me in the stomach. I've said, okay, stop now.
Yeah.
Going to show a point. It's like, oh, okay, look, this is how easily we overstep that mark. And I guess some, for whatever reason, I don't know why, some males think when it comes to, you know, sexual engagement, that, you know, whatever an attitude or a look or something is saying yes, but it's absolutely not. Unless someone says, yes, let's engage in this, then don't go there.
Mm. As a culture, we really are still struggling with how to best handle allegations of any kind of sexual abuse, misconduct. How do you think we can do better at listening to all sides and also offering appropriate support and making sure the right people are held accountable?
I believe this in all situations. I believe it's conversation and freedom to let people speak when they've had an encounter. I think, you know, allowing some, even talking about this show with some people in, you know, in my circle, like, oh, it's too much, I don't want to hear about it. And it's like, no, I think that's where we have to change. If somebody wants to talk about an experience, we have to let them speak. And maybe if the environment's not appropriate because there's young children around, cool, like, hey, let's go over here and chat about it. But, you know, you never know how long somebody's been bottling something up. And that might, the time they chat to you or the time at a dinner party when they bring it up might be the one time that they're going to talk about it.
Mm.
And because it can be uncomfortable, I've seen conversations get shut down. And it's like, I don't think that's it. I think we have to be okay with talking about it. We have to be okay with conversations and allowing people to share their story. I mean, lots of people are shut down, right, because of, you know, like, oh, that's your perspective, but it may not have happened, so you can't say it.
Mm.
Maybe still let them just share their perspective, you know, because maybe that did happen. And if it played out differently, let the other person who was involved respond to that. But
yeah.
But I don't think it's okay to say you can't talk about it.
Yeah, well, you've certainly picked a conversation that's really timely at the moment and no doubt going to provoke and prompt a lot of conversation. So thank you for chatting with us about it.
Thank you for having me, Laura Bennett.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.